Hello, I'm Little Johnny Chimpanzee Frying Pan Man.
Right, okay. Just for a little bit of context. This is the second take of this. This is the second take of this. And we agreed between us that it wasn't particularly successful. The ideas that we were generating weren't particularly funny. However,
Come in with a blinder. I think you'll all agree.
I am Mr. Mickey Monkey from Chodney Bong Bong Street or whatever it was
you said.
Wow,
now that's even better. Let's workshop this. I'm Chimney Bong Bongo. I'm Little Tim the Matchstick Tombo. Jumbo.
Stop just saying anything that pops into your head.
Hey.
Because here's the other bit of background behind the curtain stuff for this episode. We're recording two in a go, right? Two in episodes in one day.
Two in a go.
Because Eli's off to Florida.
Two in a go.
Two in a go. He still works. We're doing two in a go.
Two in a go.
And at this point in real life, Eli is in Florida, probably having a lovely time with his family and friends out there.
If I was going to have sex with two people, would I say two in a go?
Yeah, you would.
I'm going for a two in a go.
Yeah. Or if you had a poo and a pee at the same time.
Oh, I'm going for a poo and a poo and a two and a go.
I'm going for a two and a go.
And a tinkle. Poo and a two and a go and a tinkle.
All right, well, Eli's decided that sentences
are... I'm Tinkle Tinkle, the Minkle Man. I've got a Ripley Bloom Bloom.
Or more esoteric concepts this week, I guess.
Oh, I'm Esoteric Eric with my ferric ferret.
Mate, you're going to have to pull up your socks.
I've got a big magnet.
You're going to have to pull up your socks.
That's my ferret on that magnet.
Because I've come up with Donna Eggs.
He's ferric.
And Chibnobbly Richard or whatever his name was.
Chibnobbly Richard.
What was his name? Chilbanian.
No, actually, pigeon. I actually think we should give up. We haven't said anything worth
it. I know, but
shit.
We've got to get into the real-time aspect.
3 minutes.
1 minute, five seconds. 1 minute, five seconds it was.
So, Paul, what's going on with this week's episode?
Well, the point is, I'm trying to make, before I'm so rudely interrupted by gob nonsense, is that Eli is away, and I've had to bank a few episodes. So this one, to make my life easier, is going to be one of our patented real-time episodes, where as soon as the credits go, we record, and for 1 hour, we keep on chugging.
All goodness, all 1 hour, all go.
But don't worry, for we have a packed price of shite to get through in this 1 hour spectacular. And
look... A massive bespoke price of shite. It's sitting here in the living room, bestride a table.
Bestride.
A top and bestride.
It's
and
box.
It's a big box. I've just given it a whack. It's lovely and it's packed full and it's lovely.
And you've seen nothing in this box, have you?
If I was in the box, I'd see very little because it'd be quite dark.
Right.
And
Christ.
I've seen nothing.
I haven't got the energy. I haven't got
I'm in the
time
box,
for two
I've
in a
seen
day.
Up, it's very dark.
I haven't got time for two in a day today. I don't.
Two in a job.
Two in a job. Two
Open
in a go.
Open the fucking box.
I haven't got time for two in a go today.
Press the fucking button.
If I swear, I'll dock you every time you say touch the fucking button.
Touch the button.
Yeah, or hit the button, or whatever it is. Whatever.
What about this?
What?
Twingle my nan man. he almost leapt up.
I almost pounced and pounded. Pounced and pounded.
Oh,
no.
I'm well rounded.
No.
You're grounded. I'm well rounded. I've pounced and pounded.
You're grounded, and if you don't behave, you'll get pounded.
That's well founded.
By
Let's
my
continue.
Mounded.
You're mounded.
Flesh lump.
Your mounded flesh lump.
Mate, can we start this link again?
No.
Oh, you don't want to do
I
this
like
one.
I like it. I think there's been some good work done here.
Right, so anyway, as soon as
Flesh
the credits...
Flashlight! We were all thinking it. We were both thinking.
I wasn't thinking Fleshlight.
You had formed the concept Fleshlight in your mind's eye.
Ladies and gentlemen, after the credits, it becomes a real-time episode. Hold on tight, because we're getting into the price of right shite. God!
Try that bit again, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on tight, because we're going to be playing the price of shite in real-time tonight. Is that better?
It was better, but I interrupted and you said play.
All right, let's do it one more time.
Come on, every word,
ladies
enunciate.
Ladies,
punk, punk, punk. Think of it like that.
Ping, pong, punk.
The words come out all at once.
Patwang.
Yeah.
Patwang and bing.
Just think of each word as
right,
an atomic
this is
little
already, like,
crystal nugget.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. Let's play The Price of Shite tonight on Cheap Show, all right?
Very good.
Cheap Show tonight.
Welcome to Cheap Show.
And we're going.
And we're off.
An hour to do a a colossal price shite.
Let's get right into this. Now, Paul, Eli, while I rummage in the box for the letter, can you please explain to people what the price of shite is and its accompanying scoring system?
Price of shite is a game that we play. It's a price guessing game, Paul.
Lots of paper.
Yes. Try not to make too much noise with the paper. He's put the paper
over
his head.
I'm a pretty lady.
He's a pretty lady.
I've made a bonnet with the paper.
A paper shawl.
Oh, we have fun.
Price of Shite is the price guessing game we play here on Cheap Show.
More paper.
We take it in turns to guess the price of items often bought by our dear listeners.
Paper. This is paper.
Can you stop? It's really annoying me. And
yeah, I'm opening the box. I'm making more of an effort for the listener.
Each item will be guessed the price of, and the normal rules are: if you guess the exact price of an item exactly right, you get 2 points. And what, Paul, if I may interrupt you for a second,
yeah,
what are points known as in this game of ours?
We call them petwings.
They're called petwings. Two petwings, if you guess the... Don't be opening that fucking envelope.
I've got to get the two envelopes stuck together.
He's trying to get me distracted while he peers at the scores and fucking cheats. So just let you know that he's well known as a cheater at this game.
Fucking not well known as
a
cheater.
It's a documented cheater.
You're a documented cheater.
There's this very famous cheater in the world of poker, Paul, called Men the Master. He's a American Vietnamese poker player called Men the Master.
Yeah, you talk to yourself.
You're Paul the Master. Anyway, so if you guess the price exactly right, you get 25.
There's more paper. It's not quite a lot of paper
really,
in this box.
It really is fucking annoying you doing that. Is there anything actually in that box? I mean, I can see one record. And
there's more paper. There's generally lots of paper in here.
If you guess the price, but you're not quite right, either side of the real price by 25p or less, you get one petwing.
One petwing.
1 point. And those are the... Because it's very hard to guess the exact price of something... Those single betwings are usually what seals the deal
usually,
in terms of a winner.
Now, we do have a very special extra. What's the word I'm looking for? Bonus point. And that is the quid's gambit. Now, often in Cheap Show, an item will come along and it'll be priced as a pound. Now, if you guess or want to risk it, you can say that that item is a pound. And if you get it right and it is a pound, not only do you get the two for the correct points, but an extra two for playing the quid's gambit.
So you get four petwings if you play the quid's gambit successfully.
Right.
Because over the years, quid has come up a lot. And so we've got this extra rule.
However,
this is a bespoke box sent in by a listener. Yeah. Thank you very much, whoever you are.
We'll get to it in a minute.
We'll get to that in a minute. But they may have their own rules. Sometimes there are rules such as bonus rules where you sort of order the items or...
Match them with the shop.
There was another thing. Sometimes items are free. And if you guess that, the one that costs nothing, you get an extra between for
that
sometimes.
Like
that type of rules. Sometimes there's things like that. Oh, there's some bubble wrap in there as well.
Yeah, there's quite a lot.
Now, there's been a letter sent with this huge price of shite. Paul, please read it.
Here we go. It's reading a letter time. Let's get through this. Hi, Paul and Eli. It's Kirsty and Bryn here.
Hello, Kirsty. Hello, Bryn.
In the box, you'll find some shite for the price of shite game. We went to some charity shops around a place called Rustington, West Sussex.
Rustington.
Near to where we live in Angmering. A-N-G-M-E-R-I-N-G. Angmering. They live in a place called Angmering.
They do not live in a place called Angmering.
What's it say then? It says Angmering.
Hi, Paul and Eli.
I'm Angmering.
It's Kirsty and Bryn here.
Whoop, whoop.
In the box, you'll find some shite for the price of shite game.
Why are you reading it like a woman's own letter or something? Or like Esther Ranton.
A woman's own letter.
Yeah, like the magazine Woman's Own. Esther Ranton on That's Life.
I'm trying to impart some clarity and joy to this, which you destroy.
I'll impart some clarity. What? I don't know what that means yet.
I know what it means.
Bum things.
No, impart some clarity, right? Think about it.
Yeah.
What's clear? What's see-through? What's clear?
Glass.
Spunk.
Oh, no.
Impart some clarity.
When I get it in my eyes, I can't see
it. I'll put clarity juice all over you.
Not quite clear.
I'm clarity juice.
Oh. What does she do?
Oh, I'm a junior editor.
Fucking boring. Bye. Go on, let her read it.
Hi, Paul and Eli. It's Kirsty and Bryn here.
We've read that bit.
Shut your
Skip
mouth.
Skip to the bit where I couldn't get the name.
I'm going to run
You're
up
eating
to
into the real time of this episode.
You and I both know we need to fucking fill this with waffle. Hi, Paul and Eli. It's Kirsty and Bryn here. In the box, you'll find some shite for the price of shite game.
Yeah.
We went to some charity shops around a place called Rustington, West Sussex, near to where we live in Angmering. Yeah, it's that place.
Angmering.
Angmering.
Angmering. I never heard of it.
Yeah, Angmering, I think it's
called. Okay, all right, go on.
There are six items.
Oh, right? Okay.
This is now we're onto the juice.
Yeah.
We're into the fucking
nuts.
We're into
the meat of it.
There are six items for the price of shite.
Yeah.
And also some games from charity shops just for you to play. Maybe.
Right. Oh, okay.
Maybe for Gannon's Golden Games.
Okay.
To everyone who's not aware, Gannon's Golden Games is another segment where Paul
picks a game up. It's just a segment where we play board games.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
I don't think it's important for this.
You know, you saying let's get on with it three times, you know what that's doing? Making it not get on with it.
We're not.
Now, do you know what's happening now when you make me angry? We don't get on with it. Gannon's Golden Games, where we play board games. We hope you like them, the games. Paul, would you stop rustling?
But those sheep ain't going to get out of this by myself.
The price of shite items altogether is... All right, so we've got a ceiling.
Oh, we got a window.
It's not a fucking window.
You wanted a window last week.
Because it is a window. It's a technical term, meaning a price range, you fucking nitwit.
No, six items.
We actually have an actual price of a combined price for all the items, Paul, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I called you a nitwit then, but fuck me, you are.
That's the kind of, like, show killer comment that could ruin this show forever.
Shut up.
Don't you use the N-word here.
£13.49 all six items came to.
£13 and what?
49 pence. 49. So that is the actual price. Yes. Now, it's best for us not to think too much about that, because then we'll be doing all little
micro
adjustments,
yeah.
And that's not the way Bad we like form. To play. After all, you do get between if you're 25p above or below the actual price.
Yeah.
So you could still get, you know, a lot of betwings.
A lot
still
of
get
betwings.
Six betwings and never get an exact
52
price.
Minutes left.
There's plenty of time left, mate.
Come on, then.
Why? Come on.
Come on, then.
There's plenty of time.
Come
I'm
on, then.
I'm going to finish reading the letter at my own fucking pace and then we'll get on to it, okay?
You're going to read the letter with your special paste? What did you say?
I'm going to cover the letter in my special paste.
Oh, dear.
Later on. The price of shite items altogether, £13.49.
Yeah, I've written that down.
I have put the answers.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Who is it who's put the answers? Kirsty or Bryn?
One or the other.
But they say I here. Yeah. I have put the answers and where they were bought from in an envelope. Cuddles for Riley. That is Paul's
That's
cat.
That's my cat, who's much better now, thank you.
But is ancient. Oh, shit. We don't have the prices.
It's fallen out. Maybe it's in the box. Hang on.
You shouldn't have been so rough when you were throwing everything out. Because you've got... No, it's over there. Is
where?
That one back there? Yes, you twat.
Oh, yeah, I just opened the... That was it's this
the
one.
The other envelope that you brought out a minute ago. Right.
I forgot there were two.
Fucking hell. Really
what
testing
we,
my patience.
What would we have done if there were no answers?
We would have been fucked. Well, good thing I could see where you absent-mindedly placed them.
Right, well...
Right.
I am now going to
put
this...
multi-fibbage on that.
Where is multi-fibbage?
He's there. On that. I literally know where things are in your room better than you.
It's because you're a nosy prick.
Fuck off.
Right,
put multi-fibbage on.
Grubble, grubble.
There
do
he
you
is.
Want those points being protected? Gribble, grubble, gribble, grubble, gribble, grubble.
There's multi-fibbage, everyone.
Say hello to him.
Hello, Mulchie.
Hello, wheelie, wheelie, wheelie. How are you gribbly grubbling today?
Are you all right?
I've heard you've got some points for me, gribble, grubble.
Yes, if you could just protect those with your feral pagan energy, please.
Put my dirty fucking arse on
yes,
it.
That's what I mean, yes.
Blibble, 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 blibble,
go and fuck off over there,
right,
please.
Here we go. Right, I'm going to put him over here.
There he is.
And he's sitting now atop the points.
Okay, Paul, and you're going to take the points and introduce the items to
right.
me, please. And
yes.
we're ready to play. Now, should I sing this song? I think we should, because I want your little guy to come in and give...
I can't remember his name now, unfortunately.
It doesn't matter. He just has to come in, right?
Right, I've got to get him out of his box.
Oh, God. He's manipulated that box.
There we go. Here we go. I've got him.
You ready? A tinkle, tinkle, tonk. Can you please?
He's
can you
purring.
No, I want him to be quiet for a minute, or else I'll fucking put him down.
Shh, 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 quiet down, little one.
With
quiet
extreme
down.
Prejudice.
Quiet down. Oh, yeah, he's
my
sleeping.
Boot. I'll put my
Don't
boot right
say
down
that.
His fuck. I'll crush his little skull with
you
my boot.
You fucking touch him, and that's a podcast killer.
stop threatening podcast. The podcast. Nitwit now this.
You're crossing fucking lines today, mate. All right?
I just want a little bit of quiet while I start the fucking
thing. He's quiet.
Thinking.
He's just excited. I'm stroking him. Go on.
What was that?
Come on, then.
That sounded like a pigeon or an owl was in here.
No, it's not a Chumbly Wumbly Witchard or whatever his name is. What are you doing?
I just heard something. Did you do a little...
We got a ghost cat in this house. That's what it is.
Is there a cat in here?
No, a ghost cat.
Ooh, it's the fucking price of shite. It's the fucking price of shite. It's the fucking price of shite. Ooh, it's the fucking price of shite.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Right, put him back in his box.
Put him back in the fucking box.
That's right.
He's right. Just like gremlins, everyone. Now,
49 minutes to go.
Right. He's going to keep saying that. He's going to keep counting this down.
I'm confused.
So it's taken us 10 minutes to open the box. We haven't got any other content, Paul. So you better fucking have some delaying tactics.
The thing is, the letter says there's some games in here, right? It says games in there as well for Ganon's Golden
Let's
Games.
Let's just work through
it. Are they, this is what I'm saying, are they part of
those are just for Ganon's Golden Games.
All right, because I don't think
there's
six items unless
right,
there's
let's
that.
Just, let's
just one
start,
at a time.
Let's start with one item.
Here's the first one.
Okay.
And it's cut on the side.
Why?
Because when I opened it with my Stanley knife.
Oh, my God.
I gashed it.
Idiot.
It's fine. I only trimmed it.
You fucked it completely.
No, just on one side.
You completely fucked this.
And here's the other thing. I've already got that one. I've already got this.
All right, Paul. But Jesus Christ.
What?
Just...
Well, I didn't know there was going to be a record
the
in it, to be fair.
Of you.
I did cut it near the top.
It was just stacked on the side. Okay, fair enough.
So come on now.
And you didn't. It doesn't look like you've hurt the actual disc.
I haven't hurt the disc at all.
You've really messed up the
cover. I've just sliced the edge off.
This is, as advertised on TV, Chaz and Dave Sneeze Up.
Ayo.
It says include songbook.
Yeah.
Is there a songbook?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, did you ruin that as well?
I don't know. I haven't opened it because I panicked. But, yeah.
The songbook's intact.
Hey.
Well done. We could pair that up with a better your other copy, because I bet you're...
No, it's got the other one.
It's got the songbook as well.
To be fair, I've yet to go to a charity shop, find one of these albums, and they not come with one.
Weird. This is Jamboree Bag number 2. So this is a whole series of...
I think they did look like five of them.
They are party records, essentially.
Yes.
In the...
Stars on 45
sort of
style.
Or Mrs. Mills... Or
yeah.
These were records in the easy listening sphere, people designed to just put on at a party whilst you can drink and have fun.
That's it. It's all built around clap traps.
They're long playing LPs.
Clap tracks.
It's equivalent to someone putting on party music on Spotify.
Yeah.
But less horribly dystopian and exploitative of everyone involved.
Algorithm driven.
Algorithmically driven.
Yeah.
Hellscape that we find ourselves in.
But these were quite successful, I seem to believe.
They must have been, because they made loads of them.
Well, they made loads of them, and they all come with songbooks, so they're all designed for parties to have a good old knees up around.
But Chaz and Dave also had like number one records as well.
Yeah.
So they must have been raking it in for a few years in the early 80s.
Late 70s, early 80s was probably their most verdant... time.
TV music they were doing. You know, they
always
were doing
on
a lot
TV,
of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember them being hated by a certain kind of sneery middle class person, i.e. my parents at
the time.
It's
funny. Do you know what it is with Chaz and Dave? It's like they've gone round the horn. It's like they started off with like respect, the rockney thing, the classic piano cockney music.
Yeah, and they were session musicians.
Yeah.
So who are, by definition, respected musicians, I suppose.
Then they, you know, do their own thing as Chaz and Dave, and then they make a few hit albums and they're successful. But then that exposure maybe on all those platforms probably got to the point where they were seen, I wouldn't say intentionally, but maybe sadly, like along with Black Lace and things like that.
As naff, but they were never
but
as
they were
bad.
Never naff. Because they had like true artistic musical, like
talent.
A soul. Yeah.
Talent and songwriting, everything.
And a love for the genre and blues and keeping that old
Ain't
music
no
alive.
Ain't No Pleasing You is a heartbreaking song.
And it's a banger.
It's a banging pop tune. Anyway, we've got a lot of love for Chaz and Dave here, don't we?
So you can imagine that eventually you wear out your welcome and then that becomes...
Yeah. Their ubiquity maybe was what it was.
They're associated with a naff part of light entertainment of the 80s.
They were, but then, they weren't as naff as it or as the rest of it, were they?
No. Completely different postcode to that shit.
Yeah.
But then you get to, you know, like just before, was it Chaz died or one of them died a few years ago?
No, Dave, I believe, passed.
Either way, just before then, they were kind of getting their respect back in terms of like the musical press taking them more seriously.
And they did their new album, didn't they?
Yeah, were more mature, their live
stuff.
Like
an acoustic version of their stuff, yeah.
And I would say a large part of that was probably thanks to Jules Holland. Because I think his kind of music and also the Hootenannies all kind of felt like it was a natural movement from Chaz and Dave.
Oh my God, we watched some of the Hootenanny this year. Fucking hell, mate.
Do you want to just call it a Coke party and be honest and get it done?
It's not even that. It's just the fucking just self-congratulated smug.
Yeah, it's just a very smug show.
Just some of the performance so fucking overwrought and cheesy and shit. It's just like the death of culture. And I was fucking high as fuck and drunk, and it was freaking me out.
Yeah, well, I watched the Sophie Alex Baxter Countdown to 2000 or whatever.
Wasn't that on the Hootenanny?
No, it was on BBC on the other side. It was dead good.
I think we saw a bit
Man
of that
on the
well.
Dance floor.
Oh, yeah,
God. Better not feel the beats. And she sang some good old...
She had another hit. She had that hit again.
Fair play to her. Most people don't get one.
I know,
so
but she's
play.
Had one. That was re-hit. Re-hitted. As in re-heated. Re-hitted.
Yes, re-hitted.
Ah!
Re-hitted in the microwave
for
15
minutes. Yeah, she
re-hitted
it in the microwave of fucking... of a film release. Which happened so... Which is something that used to happen in the 80s as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
A song from the 60s, such as Let It Be... Benny King would become a huge hit again.
Yeah.
Decades later. And I suppose this is the equivalent because when was the original? When was that originally?
Well, it's
hit?
Been like 90s, late 90s. Yeah. So like 98,
20 years ago,
maybe. And yeah, so that's
over
funny.
20 years ago.
That is funny to think though because, yeah, because.
There's the same gap between Let It Be in Let It Be,
yeah.
The movie, and the late 60s when he first put that out.
Yeah.
As the gap between when she put that Murder on the Dance Floor
and
out.
And then Saltburn or whatever.
And Saltburn came out 2 years ago.
There you go.
Fuck me. Oh, I'm ancient.
Yeah.
I'm just hurtling towards the grave.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like the Xbox advert they banned.
Where someone's hurtling towards the grave.
It's literally, I think the advert's really good, but basically you see a woman pregnant and then she fires out a baby from her coochie.
Oh, I remember.
And as it's flying through the air, it's aging. So it's a teenager, a middle age, and then it's a corpse, and then it goes right into the coffin. And then the advert was like, life's too short for not having fun.
Was that a 90s thing?
No, it would have been 2000s because that's when the Xbox came out.
Oh,
anyway, Chaz and Dave album.
This is the Knees Up. It's got all the lyrics in there.
What's the... can I have a look? I want to see what... Because usually they're themed.
Track list. Do you want the track list?
No. Because like usually they're themed. Like one side is this type of music. The other side is boogie woogie or rock and roll. So
I can see some problematic numbers here.
Well, there's also a
the
point
third,
to be...
The third tune in, we have a tune called, Paul, Don't Anyone Speak English.
Yeah, but that's one of those we're on holidays
we're in Spain,
kind of thing. I don't think it's like they're walking through the city centre and complaining about that.
Turn that noise down.
Because if there's one thing I believe Chaz and Dave are true to, is like they love multiculturalism.
Beer belly. Behave yourself.
Where's that? There's the one about fat women
Ain't
as well.
Ain't No Pleasing You, one of their greatest. I Miss Your Girl, Lonnie D, Wallop, Rabbit. Wallop.
There's like a mix of theirs and old standards.
Yeah, that's right.
But usually they're themed. Oh, hang on.
Mustn't grumble.
This album is dedicated to Chaz's mum, Daisy. Without her help, none of these songs would have been forgotten. Which is interesting, another way of looking at this. Preservation of music that was disappearing from the consciousness.
Well, and these days is entirely gone.
Yeah.
But there was a whole tradition of singing around the piano, wasn't there? That went on for years, and music hall, and songs like that.
And it's like, it's hidden away in pockets of London now.
I don't think it really exists.
No, it does. I went to...
You went to some pub 5 and they were,
years
they were,
ago. Yeah, but it's like it was a well-known pub near, I want to say, like, Notting Hill, that whole area.
Right, not the East End.
No. It was a pub in Notting Hill, but it's like you go in, there's an old lady on the piano, and everyone started singing. It was like a thing people knew was going to happen on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And, like, I think a lot of people were there, like tourists, just to watch it with amazement.
Yeah, it's more of a touristy thing, but it was a grassroots, an actual thing that would happen in neighbourhoods in London for decades. You know what I mean? Like, they'd all sing around the piano.
Well,
and what these jamborees are trying to sort of give a flavour of, aren't they? But they're not the first people who did it. There's loads of those records. Different people playing the old piano, the old Joanna.
Keeping that music alive from an old generation.
Yes. But like you say, they were multicultural because they were very into the blues as well.
Yeah,
American
all
music
sorts
like that.
Of music, really, when you think about it. Because they had a little bit of everything in there at times.
Rockney, they invented a genre.
They did, and they aced it. Right, that's so how much though? Eli, you're going to go first.
I'm playing my quiz gambit.
Already?
I'm just going to do it. Fuck it.
I'm going to put that down as the...
The QB.
Quiz gambit.
QG.
Right, that's fine. Now, I don't... Well, the thing is, I've noticed that vinyl's all over the place price-wise at the moment.
But also, quid is a very very normal price for a vinyl. It's not worth a quid now that you fucking completely destroyed the cover. But The problem with the Queen's Gambit,
yeah,
the Quid's Gambit,
Quid's Gambit,
is if you see someone play the Quid's Gambit,
yeah,
you know if they are right, you're going to get fucked.
I know, that's the quandary I'm in.
At least two betwings.
I'm going to go ahead and say £1.50 because I'm going to.
£1.25.
I'm going to ride this
£1.
Coaster.
It isn't good, Nick. It has to be said. It's perfect, the vinyl. And if you hadn't completely shredded the cover.
It's not as bad as he's saying.
I love these little scenes where I go about you breaking stuff.
Yeah? You break my heart.
Oh.
Yeah. Laugh that off, cheeky. Right. So that's £1.50 and you said a quid. Let's see what the next item is.
Okay.
Right.
He's not letting me look in the box, everyone. He's been very secretive. This looks like... Ooh.
It's a nice bit of shit, this.
Wow, this is tat.
Very much on the tat scale.
Paul, can I say that again? Let me say this. This is tat.
This is primo tat.
This is tat.
I'm going to tat that ass.
I'm
going to tat that ass.
I'm going to not say that again. Now, this... Wow.
Just tell him what it is, because now you're just doing an impression of the whole of the Carry On cast.
Shit. This is the wearable kitchen timer. It is a chick as in a baby chicken, kitchen timer, which is on a lanyard. Shall I open it?
If you want to, you
is
wear
it
around.
Ruin it?
It'll
ruin
it. Depends on if you think it's mint on card.
It is mint on
it's
card.
It's not mint on
it's
card.
It's utterly mint
it's
on card.
It's just on card.
It's on card and it's mint.
What's it say on the back? There's writing.
Okay, here we go. Operating instructions.
So basically, just to re-clarify, it is a plastic timer that is in the shape of a little chick and you wear it around
your
neck.
It's yellow and has a little... What's that? The crown on a chick's head called?
Crown?
It's not, though, is it? The red
flange?
Crown. The fringe, maybe.
Flange?
It's not the flange. A flange is a vajargin.
Is it?
Yes. In colloquial...
I've never heard that. I thought a flange was something in a car, which is about paddles and shit.
No, it's
flange.
A flange is a...
Or a boat.
It's a sound effect.
Okay, Google, what's a flange?
It's a sound effect.
Oh. It's a protruded lip or rim or something.
Well
External.
Done.
I don't know what else to say. Ignore the rest of it.
Well
Thank
done,
you,
though.
Google.
It's a fringe. So, okay, well done. But
Thank
it
you.
Is also a sound effect.
Shut up, mate. Shut up. Right, shut up now.
I'm opening it because it's mint on card.
Yeah. So this is what, you know, let's just say in the kitchen, you've got the rice on and you don't know how long that's been in for. Maybe it's got to be in for 20 minutes. You set 20 minutes and then,
oh
no,
it around your neck.
The chicken's been in the oven. That's got to be in the oven for 40 minutes. So you set another timer for 40. So you can have multiple timers going on and then they all go off at different times so you can keep a track of what's cooking.
Oh,
and
it's got
a magnet?
One little pull thing.
Oh, yeah.
Should I pull it?
Yeah.
That will start
it off, providing the batteries aren't completely dead after all these years. Because this looks like an early 2000s, late 90s thing.
No, it doesn't seem to be coming on.
Oh.
I mean, it's no great loss.
It would have been nice if it went...
Macaque! Well, look, there it is.
It's nice. It's a nice dangler.
It's if you don't... I guess it is addressing the problem of putting the timer down and forgetting where you put it. But then surely you'd hear it.
Yeah.
So why does that even matter?
Well, I think it's because if you put it in one place and you want to get to it in time, it might be across the kitchen or you might have your hands full. So maybe
it just makes
just,
it convenient. It's just
a
there.
Convenience, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Has it got a magnet on the back as well? Is that what that black patch is?
Oh, right, you can put it on the fridge, yeah. It's a fridge magnet on the back. Very good.
Is this metal? Yeah?
Yeah,
it's good. That works. Don't stick it on the mic of all the fucking places.
There we go. It's not on the mic. It's
making noise. Violent, loud noise that I will have to compress.
Noise.
Fucking, this is a podcast killer.
It's the third
fucking with the mic stand is a podcast
the
killer.
Third podcast killer.
Three strikes and you're out, usually.
Anyway, you have
guess.
To guess the price on this, Paul. And remember, we're looking
How
at...
How much was
six,
it? 13 altogether. Oh.
13.50 almost altogether.
Right, I'm
See
going
that? He's
to...
trying to ignore the 50p there. He hates half... He hates any fraction of a number, Paul. Watch him... Be mean to fractions for the rest of the show.
I'm going to say that...
He won't use a fraction.
I'm going to regret this, but I'm going to say the quid's gambit
Quid's gambit
on
that. No, I think that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. I'm saying £1.75.
I mean, none of these could be a quid in the end, and we'd be quite the fools.
Yes, there was no mention of the quid's gambit.
No, there's no question in it.
We're just playing a freestyle.
Did you read the back of the letter? I can't remember if you read the back of the letter.
Yes, I read the whole fucking thing. Oh, maybe I didn't.
Oh!
It's because you wouldn't let
me. Here we go. Blame Gannon for the fact that you're an incompetent chod.
I have put the answers and where they were brought from in an envelope.
Well, that must be that
Cuddles
envelope.
For Riley. Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, good. Fine. All right.
And then
good.
We mentioned Riley.
Yeah, we did.
And it says, PS, see you at the next live show.
Which is October 18th, I think.
18th.
Check the website. We've got, well, if you're a patron, you'll have the link already to get tickets. And guess what? I forgot to mention, we're going to have some magazines there as well for sale and new Cheap Show pin badges for the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival. And the design has been done by Tony yet again. And I really like it. And I'll tell you what it is. It's your face and my face split down the middle, joined together. So it's kind of like a, you know, like my face is on the left and yours is on the right. Sealed.
Is it round?
Yeah, round. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's good. I'll show you it later. And then I'll show you the artwork.
After
and then I'll show
cock.
You my penis again. And then I'll show you my cupboard. And then I'll show you my penis. And then I'll show you that book I bought. And then I'll show you penis. Just everything you see will be interrupted by a penis pick in between.
Flop, 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 flop.
Floppity flop. Flop.
Flop, 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 flop. Oh, it spatted my eye.
Naughty snake. Naughty little Roger Thompson.
Dirty snake.
What? How much do you think this is going to cost?
$175, that's what I said.
Right, I wasn't listening. I never listened to
you.
It
was mint on card, after all.
Well, it was, and now it's not.
Now it's out of the blister pack.
Right, number three, item number three. Eli can open this one.
Oh, and it's a little figurine or
it's another figurine.
Trinket of some sort, and it's
have a look at
covered
it.
In... it looks
Bublé
to be
wrap.
A killer whale. I can see through the bubble wrap.
Is it a killer whale?
Yes, it's
a
Bublé wrap. It's an orca statuette. Isn't it? Oh, no, it's totally
not.
Wrong. It's a badger.
It's very different.
You can see how the top of a badger looks like a killer whale.
Yeah, no, I can go with that.
Everyone,
yeah.
With the monochrome.
Yeah.
This is a textured little badger with his little claws. He's cut off halfway. Oh, and it's got a sticker on the bottom.
I think this is... It feels like something you should put in the garden, like as if it's coming out of the ground.
It's a sitting animal. Is he sitting or
well,
poking out
say,
the ground?
Because it looks like it's only half of him. Like the top off, like he's crawling out of the ground. It's a little fucking badger. Badger.
Care instructions.
Put it on the ground and look at it. It's
weather,
a badger.
Weather resistant, it says.
I would say it's an outdoor ornament, that.
Yeah, you could put it.
Look?
It's like a mold, though.
You know what it reminds me of? Like, you know those kids' sets you could buy where it's like you pour mold into a latex.
It's some kind of resin, yeah.
You know what I mean? You could paint it after. I had a Ghostbusters one.
It does look like that, but this is ready made.
Made in China.
I'm going to say £2.
Yeah.
£2 for the badger. Is it badger? Yeah.
It must be a badger. You can tell by its claws and distinctive black and white furniture.
Yeah.
Right. So £2, you say, for that?
I'm going to say £2, yeah.
Oh.
It's pretty in good nick.
Right, what am I going to say?
It's got the sticker on it, you know? It's a resin badger.
I am also going to say... I'm going to say £175.
Okay. It's a resin badger, and I like to extrude Spunko out of my tadger.
Right.
Anything?
No. The worst thing is, this is a real-time episode, so if I cut this, as I should, that awful bit...
Spunko out the tadger?
Now it comes out of the episode, and then it's not real-time no more.
Well, don't... What you should, why would you cut me saying Spunko out the tadger?
Because it's feckless, isn't it? It's pointless.
It's feckless.
It adds nothing to the rich comedy...
It adds nothing.
To the rich comedy tapestry of this podcast.
Rich comedy bum stew.
No, see what I mean? I can't even cut that out now. Can't cut any of your asinine jokes out. And, mate, between you and me and the wall, I cut so much shit out of you out every week.
Fuck off.
Every like, there's like literally hours of footage of Eli barking I could put together.
I don't bark. It's just me talking about something I feel passionate about, which he fucking censors, everyone.
So here's the problem.
There's nothing else in the box.
No, there is, but like...
That.
Oh, God.
Is that must be item four.
That's an item, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
This is a wall decoration, Paul.
It's shit.
Three wooden hearts. One says...
Do you want to do it into the mic?
One says live.
Yeah.
One says laugh.
Oh, fucking hell.
What do you think the third one says?
Love.
It doesn't.
Kill yourself.
It says home.
Oh, fuck off.
This is a cheap, horrible, tacky, nasty thing.
This is the stuff killing the world.
I mean, it's wood, at least. It's wood and string, so...
But the point is, it's still unnecessary resources for basically a Christmas card type sentiment.
It's terrible. And someone's used a really cheap sort of metallic silver pen to handwrite those in. And God, it sucks so hard. There are rivets on the home one. which are little harp-shaped rivet things.
It's just awful. It's...
Oh, God, it's making me feel bad just holding
where'd
it.
Where'd you hang it up in the bedroom?
Yeah, live, laugh, home.
On your door handle?
We're home. We laugh.
Oh, look, Jeffrey, we're home because it says on the wall, love, laugh, home.
Oh, now can I have fucking full anal?
All right, then.
I wish you would cut some of this.
Yeah, I wish you would too. Because you've done quite a few anal gags recently.
I like anal.
I've heard that rumour. Up the pipe, Mike. That's what they'll call you.
I wish they did.
Up the chunta munta. I don't know. No, I've caught it. I've caught this random shit.
Up the chunta munta. Nice. Yeah. Very good. Now, it's your go to guess the price of this. I think we can both agree our least favourite item so far.
Now, my dark heart
hate stuff like this.
My dark heart says that this maybe should have been the quid's gambit. But I wish to God that no one paid a quid for that.
You can change your quid's gambit. There's nothing against that.
There is. But
you want to change your quid's gambit?
I'm going to go ahead and say 75p.
Oh, it's under a quid there. Now, this is new. I would say...
I think it's terrible.
I think 150. Paul's going to win, everyone.
I don't know, because remember, it goes up to 13.49, and so far...
How much have you spent? I've spent more than you.
You've got £6.25, you've said so far.
Right.
And I've gone £5.50.
Well, it's not that much less. Let's see what else is in the box, Paul.
Well, this is where I'm a bit confused, because you know they said the Gannon's Golden Games thing wasn't part of it. Well, it must be, because...
there's only six items.
Because there's one big obvious item. Well, there's this.
It's a keychain. Oh, God.
With an N dangling off a key fob thing, and it's made of resin with sparkles in, and it's purple and orange, and it's shit.
Oh, and it
obviously belonged to someone called Nigel, or fucking nitwit.
Don't throw it at my nuts.
I'll throw nitwit at your nuts.
This sucks.
It does. It sucks. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Could be a Z.
Could be a Z. Yeah.
Don't say Z.
Appealing to the international audiences, aren't they?
He's like,
I like those quirky accents those British guys do. I like it when they say bucket.
Why would you use their word?
You're arguing against yourself. No, I'm just
saying
it helps.
Just leave it.
It helps them recognise what we're saying. What's this Z, they say? Z?
Shut up.
I only know the letter Z, so I don't know. I don't know nothing.
Sounding very like an old character who used to be on
I don't know nothing. That's because I only do four fucking voices, Eli Silverman. What do you want to say?
This is a piece of shit. Do I have to guess the price?
To expose my lack of talent right here and now?
75p for the key ring, please.
Fuck you. I'm not writing that down.
Why?
All your points are just... Nah, I'm not adding
them. Come on. Stop being such a cunt. Write down.
Podcast killer.
It's not.
You see everyone listening right now. You see what he's doing? He's breaking this podcast
up. I'm not.
With every single microaggression he's doing.
Microaggression.
Microaggression that he does. Also, he calls his penis the microaggression. Ha 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 ha. No, I crossed the line there. I did. I crossed the line. I'm sorry.
You're
killing the line.
Podcast, Paul.
It's a podcast killer. Right. What did you say? 75p?
I said 75p for that.
Right, I don't know. God, awful.
A lot of these you could say were quid's gambit material.
Yeah, because I know what's last. I can see where this might go, but
it's big. It's a big bouquet. I've glimpsed the bouquet.
I'm going to be funny in a weird way and just say 90p.
It's hilarious. One of the most funny things you've ever said.
I know. It might be very witty to some. So everyone, remember that bit on Cheap Show where he said 90p? Right. Here's the last one.
Moment of the year, Paul says 90p. And he flagged it up as well. It's been
fucking
funny.
Did. Best moment of Cheap Show in 2025.
Actual last thing.
Yeah.
God, this sucks. Sorry, Bryn, and... God.
Ready? Here we go.
Sorry, Bryn.
Close your eyes.
Kirsty.
Close your eyes.
This box sucks.
Close your eyes. Well, it's called The Price of Shite.
It is shite.
And it is shite. So where have they failed?
When your favourite item is literally a novelty... Kitchen timer.
Well, put your hand out. You might think this one is the best one.
Close my eyes.
You need to give closed eyes and put both hands out.
It's big. It's a big thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
He's going to thwop it, isn't he? Hey!
Put me warm hand in his hand. No, go on. Close it again.
Yes. Ooh.
It is an awful, horrible piece of shit that I can't wait to get out of this house.
Ooh. This is an Emmanuel chair.
Is that what they call it? Emmanuel.
I don't know, but they're famous from that...
porn film.
It's a wicker. It's not wicker, it's rattan.
Okay.
I believe they call this rattan. It's a miniature rattan chair.
If they made it out of a ITV kids TV puppet, it would be a rolling rattan chair, yes. Wouldn't it? Bum bum.
Yes.
Bum bum. Come on, mate. I'm trying.
And
I'm trying.
If it was on, if it was on That's Life, it'd be an Esther rattan. That got him.
It did. That one got me.
Esther Rantan.
Rattan.
Oh, Esther Rantan.
Maybe we should have done that instead, like celebrities and chairs gags, you know?
Esther Rattan.
Yeah.
Now, there's a this is miniature. I'd say it's about one third normal size.
Yeah.
Like a doll size, really. Like
it is. You can imagine almost a dolly sitting in that in a corner of a bedroom.
Except they wouldn't be able to, Paul, because there's a bunch of artificial flowers on the seat.
Yeah.
It's a decorative miniature rattan chair with flowers on.
It's what I would say, a nan pleaser. You know?
God.
You know, that would
be... How do you please your nan with it? Like, fucking put it on your arm and...
Waff
the chuffer with it.
Waff the chuffer, yeah. I do that with
me
now.
Does she get a hot chuff and he's cooling down?
You're right. I put a miniature rattan chair on my fist and then Roger my nan with it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say Roger. He's the man next door.
Yeah.
You waft. Oh, God,
oh, now you've
waft
the flowers everywhere.
Oh, the glue bit. Oh, this is a terrible thing.
Mate.
It's all going in the bin anyway.
That bouquet ain't okay.
Oh, do you know what? There's a powdery. You know that stuff they use to make...
Powdery.
Do you know... Do you know that stuff they use to put flowers in? That it's all sort of powder foam.
Yeah.
There's some of that down there.
I haven't seen that since 1987.
And it's all got powder on my hands.
Powdery.
It's a dirty thing, Kirsty and Bryn.
Thanks for
it's not my go
that.
To guess.
Is it?
No, it's your go.
What have I got? £1, two, three. Oh, there's not going to be... I'm not feeling successful with this.
Well, I never do, so welcome to my world.
I might... Do you want to go through the prices quickly, see if you want to amend them?
No, I want you to give me a price for this, then we go for an amendment afterwards, an amendment round.
Hang on, I've done an error.
What do you mean you've done an error? You didn't write down what it was.
Album, and then what was the second thing? It was the egg timer.
See, it's not as easy as it looks.
Egg
keeping
timer.
Score in this
Hang
game.
On. And then what was the next thing we did after the egg timer? I forgot now. Was it that?
Live, laugh, home.
Home.
Thing.
Heart. And then it was the N.
Then it was the N key fob.
And then what was the other
fob.
One?
What was the other one?
There was nothing.
It was because we've just written it down for 75p and 90p. What was that? That was the key fob.
That was
it?
The key thing. Yeah.
So what was the one before?
Oh, badger.
That one? Oh yeah, the badger.
Resin badger.
Badger, right, got it. He were hidden out of sight.
He keeps putting things over there.
Yeah, I know. Well, if it goes there. Behind me, it doesn't fucking exist
doesn't
anymore.
Exist. Oh, he's a solipsist.
I've just had a great idea.
Close your eyes for the rest of time. He's turned his back on me, everyone.
Oh, where's my podcast host gone? Oh, no.
It's a good thing I'm fucking here.
Where is he? Oh, blimey. I'll just have to relax. And I like to relax with a wank. So I'm going to do that.
Oh, he's
right
going to do the
now.
Mouth noise now.
Oh, here we go. Mouth noise time.
Wouldn't it be funny if I actually started wanking right
now? It wouldn't.
Now?
It would be strange and I would leave.
Oh, you're here. Right. So, how much for the big wicker chair?
I'm asking you that, Paul.
I know, and I said already. So, go on. You'll go.
What was your guess?
Well, I'm not going to tell you if you weren't listening.
You're a cunt and I hate the way you fucking mock me.
I'm going to go ahead and regretfully to bump this up to something.
Yeah.
I'm going to say £4.
Hmm. I'll say £5.
Oh, he goes £5. Right then.
£5. Is that the last item?
Well, the rest are in the games here.
Can we see the games?
TV 80s trivia.
Oh, let's have a few of those.
I'll tell you why. Because if this runs out, which I think it might do in the next 5 minutes, we can do these next.
That's what I mean.
But we'll talk about them then. And then we've got...
You can't really play Pointless because it's...
Oh, it's a little Pointless card game box.
Yeah, and then there's...
We've done the full board game on the show before.
And then
before.
There's prices. You'll play your cards right. Which we've done on the show before.
Oh my God, that sucks so badly.
We've done that on the show before. I've got a proper...
Why does this suck so badly, though? You know why?
Why?
Because this is just...
Cards.
Just playing cards.
It's
and they're
the
trying to market
in.
It.
No, it's got the questions in. Like, we asked 100 people.
So basically, they've put a pack of cards...
Yeah, what's in the back?
Oh, there's money.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's a shit game.
But I have got the official board game of this,
again,
which is fun.
Which is fun and has stands and
has
nice...
Brucey's face on the front.
And has Brucey's fucking beautiful face on
and
the front.
And I'll buy anything with Bruce Forsyth's face on.
I have a Bruce Forsyth... what do they call it? Like a cock patch.
Bruce Forsyth poultice. Bruce poultice.
That's not what a poultice is meant for.
The Forsyth
that's
poultice.
A codpiece poultice.
The Forsyth poultice, and it rests on your chin like this. Like a
chin poultice, yeah.
A chin poultice. I've got nothing. Chin poultice sounds reasonably funny, but I can't get there yet. So let's not.
Come on.
Right, it's time. I'll let you do the points.
He's picked.
It's Gribble Grobble. Would you like your pointy wointy?
Yes, thank
grobble.
You very much, Mr. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. You got to pull it out of his sweaty tub.
Okay. There we go. It's out. Just shake some of this
smug off
biofilm.
Bioflob off.
Bioflob. Nice.
That's his bioflob.
I know. That was good. I liked it.
So, let's just do it in the order.
Almost as good as when you said 90. That was hilarious.
Thank you. I will.
Okay.
Go for the order we do it, and you just tell me. I know this is not looking good.
I'm looking at something.
This might be a painful finale, but let's find out. The first thing we said was the Chaz and Dave album. You said it was.
Oh shit!
You played the Quid's Gambit, and I said £1.50. How much was it?
Oh fuck!
How much?
Fuck! You fucking ruined it, mate.
How have I ruined it?
Because there's so much value you've destroyed by fucking shredding the cover.
I've got another one which is in better condition.
It doesn't matter. You had two. Now you only have one.
I have.
It was £3.99.
Fucking hell.
No betwings for either of us. Is it going to be Double Donuts?
I have never seen that album anywhere near me go for any more than like a quid.
It was in good condition. Brand new, basically. The cover in
particular.
Yeah, but
the one I've got is
great condition.
In brilliant condition. And I got it for 50p at that place up by Biffo's.
Well, Kirsty and Bryn, you got robbed.
Yeah,
on
you got
one.
Strung up like a... You see, this is the thing, you two. You got to play the game. You know, you got to think. You don't just buy indiscriminately. You got to play the game. And I think they foolishly spent too much on that.
Well, that
and
was
I gashed it up with a penknife or whatever.
Yeah. It's a surprise to both of us how much that was. So, no betweens for
no
either
betweens,
of us.
No betweens, sadly. Next item was the chicken timer. You said
chicken timer.
You said 175, and I played the Quid's Gambit. What's the price?
Betwing.
Are you joking?
Betwing.
Whoa, is that really?
You got four betweens, the Quid's Gambit. Well done.
Whoa.
You Jarzy. McBlasey, Jammy Dodger.
Petwing. I'm good at
four
the Quid's Gambit, aren't I?
You Quid's Gambit the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well,
Paul.
You do, though, get a Petwing for being 175.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't.
I'm 75p out. God, your mouth is terrible.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
Really, really bad.
Storming through with four.
Thank you. I could have just taken it there.
I thought I was doing you a favour
you.
Then, but.
No, I'm not going to let that lax maths go.
Lax maths.
Just to remind everyone, you do get a betwing if you're 25p either side of the actual price. So I would have had to say £1.25 to get that betwing, not 175.
Right.
Okay. Or I could have said 75p and
did
got
that we do between. The badger next?
I don't know, but I've got the badger here if you want to talk about the badger.
I can't remember what we placed. I can't remember which way round it went. Was it the badger we did first and then
yes,
the hearts?
Yes, the badger came after the timer, yes.
And then before those shitty little wooden hearts?
Yes.
All right, so it is the other way around then. Badger.
The next one is the badger. Damn.
And then hearts. All right, okay, so badger.
What did you say?
You said £2. I said £1.75.
Petwings all round. Oh. I get two petwings because it was £2.
Hey! And then I get one.
One for being in 25p. Well done.
Wow. Oh,
we're good on the badger.
Yeah.
Both of us good on the badger.
Good on the badger. My mum said that when I was growing up. You see, when you grow up, Paul, you'll be good on the badger.
You've got five between so far, and I have two.
I've got six, because I got four, then two.
Wow, four and then one.
Oh, yeah, one, Jesus sorry. Christ. One. No, sorry.
I have to fucking watch that.
Sorry,
guy.
You're right.
He has difficulty with basic counting.
I apologise
okay.
for that. All
fine.
Right.
But let's just keep an eye on that.
Hearts. The wooden hearts. I said...
The wooden heart ornaments.
Yes. Yeah, you said £1.50. I said 75p. It was...
Let me just see...
Those weird dangly hope hearts, or whatever it's called.
Oh, live, love, home signs, they said. What did you... Sorry?
You said 75... No, sorry. You said 150. I said 75p.
Fucking hell, mate.
What?
£1.50.
Hey!
This is competitive.
Hey.
Fucking getting competitive now.
And I don't get nothing for
no,
that. That's fine.
I'm
okay.
only one between down.
One behind.
Even though you got the Quid's Gambit.
I know,
come
but still.
Come on, this is one of my best of all time.
It's a nice, thrilling one. I hope you're listening at home are feeling thrilled too.
I got two on the noses and you got the Quid's Gambit.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Paul, just a few guesses ago, we were expecting to get Double Donuts.
Double Donuts.
We've both got multiple betwings on the board.
A sensible and healthy score.
And two items to go.
Right, so the next one is the keychain with
which
the N on.
We both hated.
You said 75p. I said 90.
It was a pound.
Ooh, so we both get a betwing.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Hey,
nice.
Five,
fuck me.
Six.
Fucking hell.
So now it comes down to the chair.
So we could have done the quids gambit twice.
I guess, but the rule is you play it once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, so what? Even if you guessed a quid for the next one, you wouldn't get the extra two betwings?
I think it just makes it easier. I think if you just go, you can only sacrifice the chance to say a pound once. Otherwise, you could say nearly everything's a pound.
And just try and, yes,
yeah,
you could.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and see if you could scrape up a bunch of
betwings.
So it
needs to be used carefully. Hence the gambit.
Even if two of the items are a quid, you can still only use it once.
As long as you only get it once right, it doesn't matter.
Okay, that was also a quid, the key ring.
Right, so the chair.
And we both scored on it again.
The chair. Now, the chair. The wooden, the rat-a-tat-a chair. You said £5, I said £4.
My God, Paul.
What?
You are getting two betwings, £4.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey!
Fucking, it's a betwing, absolute betwing festival.
In that case, we can wrap this up by saying, at the end of this game of The Price of Shite, Eli, with a sturdy 5 betwings, is just missing out on me with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 betwings altogether.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
4 and 1.
Let's go through it quickly. Let's go through your betwings quickly.
Oh, no. No, it's 8. It's
fuck
8 altogether.
Sake.
8 altogether.
Oh my God.
It's because I read the line
wrong. Stop adding betwings that you don't earn, please.
Still beaten, though.
Yes, you did.
Still,
but I'd like to be beaten.
Healthily beaten.
I was what? On 7, you were on 8. I was on 6.
You were on 5, and I was on 8.
Okay.
Yes.
3 betwing.
2 between us. 5, 6, 3.
You're really struggling, man. 1, 2, 3, you know, up to 10. Right.
Well done. Well done for your 5 betwings.
How many did you even get? You
8.
Right. I got 5. You got 8.
8, yeah.
5 usually a winning score in this game.
Hey.
Yeah.
I think we did pretty well all round.
We did very
here.
Well there.
So thank you.
We're getting better at this.
Say thank you to, who was it, Bryn and Kerry or something?
Kirsty. Bryn and Kirsty, thank you both. That
thank
was,
you very
that
much.
That was a lot of fun.
Right. We got 15 minutes, so let's play one of these. What do you want to do? Let's do the 80s TV trivia.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
So can we be competitive, please?
Yeah. Oh, there's loads.
Oh, the maths was cracking me up there, mate.
Tell you what, let's
basic edition.
Let's just quickly shuffle them, and then I'll give you a bit...
Half the deck, and you
no,
half.
No, I don't need half the deck. Just here we go.
Right.
So this is 80s trivia.
80s
TV trivia.
Deck, mate.
Doesn't
might
matter.
Well.
We're not
you might as well. Fucking might as well.
No, there's no point giving you a big wadge of cards in
I
your
like
hand.
Having a wadge in my hand.
I have all these fucking cards.
Thank
then.
You.
Baby.
Fucking twat.
Right, I'll here. Start then. I don't want them. I don't need to overcompensate.
I like having a big deck in my hand.
Yeah, yeah, isn't that
now,
the truth?
Now,
I've
we're
only got a little
turns,
deck in
we?
My hands.
Are we...
Yeah, taking turns. Until...
And we've done 2 in 1 go today, guys.
First one to get 5 right.
2 in a go.
First one to get 5 right, yeah?
All right.
All right, I'll go first. Who headed up FLAG, the Foundation for Law and Government, in Knight Rider? Was it Alexander Waverley, Devon Miles, or Owen Devian?
B, Devon Miles.
Is correct. Ding, ding, 1. Ding. Goes on the right pile.
That was his boss, wasn't it? Was called
with
Devon.
With the patch.
Because he always said
oh, no,
Devon, didn't he?
No, that's Airwolf for the guy.
Yeah, that's
the
Airwolf for the patch.
All the same shit, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Top secret
organisation. I remember
organization.
Him saying Devon, referring
yeah,
to him as Devon.
But like top organisation that has a black vehicle of some kind yeah. that does cool shit.
Yeah. You ready?
Yes.
I'm just going from the top one.
Yeah.
What was the name of the pilot and main character in the TV series Airwolf?
Oh,
Weirdly.
I know the actor was John Michael Vincent, but go on, give us the answer.
Oh, you've got no... you've got...
What?
Multiple choice.
Okay, go on.
Was it Carl Sweetchuck? That's when you've had a lot of melon
and
sugar in your diet and you
have
sweet a sweet chuck.
Oh, ooh. You mean a wank? I thought it would be sick.
No, that's if you have...
But get on with it.
Sugary sweet chuck.
Come on, we've got to get through
was
these
it? This is the name
yeah.
of the pilot and main character.
Yeah, which
of
makes
Airwolf,
sense. Yes.
Which then they called Airwolf.
Yeah.
Afterwards. Was it Carl Sweetchuck?
Bob Airwolf.
Jesse Match. Mark.
Yeah.
M-A-C-H, Mark. Yeah. Jesse Mark. Or Stringfellow Hawk.
It's Stringfellow Hawk.
Fucking stupid.
Because the only one that sounds like a stupid
like
80s
a stupid
name.
Stupid fucking name.
Right, a point
we've
for
got
me.
One all.
Right, next one. Right, okay.
Stringfellow Hawk. I mean, of all the fucking ridiculous names, Stringfellow Hawk is
It's like
is
they
up
pulled
there.
Names out of a box, wasn't it?
It's
like
Stringfellow Hawk.
Stringfellow Hawk. That's your name. Right, What was the famous tagline for the comedy show Cheers, which also featured in the song's theme tune?
I just want to say Rope Man Kestrel. Could be like that.
It could be, yeah, you're
anyway.
Right.
Fuck me.
Stringfellow? Rope Man?
Yeah.
Kestrel? Kestrel GTX? Can I have the question again, please?
Chain Child Owl.
What?
Chain Child Owl.
Chain Child Owl.
Chain Child Owl.
Chain Child Owl.
Are you trying saying it? Stringfellow.
Yeah, no, good.
Chain,
I've got it now.
And Child, you've, not
yeah,
a
Yeah, Chain Child Owl. Owl.
Chain that, Child Owl.
I don't think they would have gone for that. What are you going to call the show?
Chain Child Buzzard.
Nice.
There now, we go. So, what the was the famous again? Tagline for the comedy show Cheers that also featured in the lyrics to the song's theme tune? There's no optional choice for this.
Where everybody knows your name.
I'll give you that, yep. Where everyone knows your name.
Okay, thank you.
So, go.
The cartoon series Garfield and Friends, Paul.
Yeah, Garfield and Friends.
Was based on the comic strip Garfield.
Yeah.
Who was its original creator?
Does it give you options?
No.
Doesn't it?
No.
Oh.
You should know. Don't you remember? He doesn't remember. He doesn't remember everyone.
Garfield was invented by...
I'll give you a clue.
I can see its fucking scribble on the card.
Yeah, you can see
card.
It, can't you?
Davies. John Davies.
I can't give it yet.
No, don't then. It's fine.
It's Jim Davis.
Jim Davis. I was close though, right? John
yeah,
Davies.
But I can't give it to you because that is a different name.
Fine.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Next 2-1. One for you. Right, which one's this one?
Stop fucking flicking through them. He's trying to get hard ones.
No, actually, it was the one
the
I
opposite.
Just read.
Okay, sorry.
So, the alien Alf was featured in the hit US sitcom with the same name, had rust-coloured fur, a rippled snout, and eight stomachs. But where
eight
was it?
Eight stomachs?
Yeah. But
he
where?
Ate, oh, eight stomachs.
He had eight, number eight.
Well, he ate like,
maybe,
you know,
he ate
haggis.
Cats. He ate cats.
Haggis is, oh, he did, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Anyway, here's the question.
That's not very nice, eating cats, is it?
No, but you didn't really get to eat much pussy on the show, so...
Oh, boom, boom, everyone.
Anyway, so listen. He had rust-coloured fur, a rippled snout, and eight stomachs, but where was his heart? No options for this, just the answer.
His heart was... In his head?
Is correct.
Oh, come on.
3-1, Eli.
You're getting fucked up,
come
bro.
Come on, then.
Who made Cagney and Lacey different from other police shows at the time? What made Cagney and Lacey different?
Both female cops.
Yeah.
Is that the answer?
Two leads were female.
I'll have that. Right, what's the next one? Right, next question,
this
Eli.
I'm almost winning.
For 4. In the animated series Danger Mouse, the boss of Colonel K... Wait, I'll say... Okay, in the animated series Danger Mouse, the boss of Colonel K... Danger Mouse is often mistaken for... That is a badly worded question.
Just try to get round it.
I'll read it exactly how it says and tell me if this sounds right to you.
Use the punctuation.
In the animated series Danger Mouse, the boss of Colonel K, comma, Danger Mouse is often mistaken for a walrus. What animal is he actually? What the question is there is, what is the actual animal that Colonel K is? He is not a walrus.
Colonel K is the boss of Danger Mouse?
Yes, you know the one with the big... Danger Mouse. That one. The one who gives him the missions.
Not a walrus.
He's not a walrus. This is actually new information for me. I thought he was a walrus.
Is he a sea lion?
No. The answer is a chinchilla.
Oh. Who knew?
Well, no one. I didn't know that.
That's my first miss.
Did you know that?
You ready?
Yeah, come on. This could equalise.
Now, you're probably into this.
Go on.
The Canadian cartoon series, what I'm about to say.
Raccoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Raccoons. Is based in which fictional forest?
Oh, go
What's
on.
What's the name of the fictional forest where the raccoons lived? Not a badger.
There's no options.
No.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm not going to know then. I can't
you
remember
don't
that.
You want to take a guess?
No, because I can't remember everything about
it. Very generic.
Them. Oh, is it like something wood? Is it like something...
I mean, it is, but you
jumbly wood.
You can't get it. You give up?
Yeah, go on.
Evergreen forest.
Yeah, you're right. Evergreen forest. No, I don't get anything for that. So it's still 3-2 to Eli as
okay,
we go on to our next
go.
Question. And we've got 6 minutes on the clock. The Golden Girls series finale in 1992 was the 10th most watched series finale of all time. But how many viewers tuned in to see the final episode? Is it 27.2 million? Is it 33.3 million? Is it 45.4 million?
45.4.
It is 27 million. I'm sorry about that. Eli, give us your next question.
In Knight Rider.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Woom, woom.
What does KIT, the name of Michael Knight's car, stand for?
Knight Industries 2000.
Well done.
I was shit myself there in case it was 3000.
It could have been, but it was 2000.
The only reason I know that is because literally this morning I watched a Stan Fine video on YouTube about the history of KIT Knight Rider.
And it's come up twice.
Yeah, weird. So, weird. Right, next question for you. The fictional town in Illinois was the... What fictional town in Illinois was the sitcom Roseanne based?
Any?
No. Which I think is cruel.
That's fucked up.
Because I wouldn't have known that.
Is it like...
It's so generic, I can't even give you a clue. You know what I mean? Without just telling you what it is. But yeah, what was the fictional town in Illinois?
I want to say Springfield, but that's The Simpsons. It's something like that, isn't it?
It's kind of like that, but a lot punchier. Come on. Come on. It's real time. I'm going to have to press you.
I don't know. He's pressed me.
Lanford.
Oh, God. I'll never get that.
It's three each. So let's see what happens, right? If I get this wrong, then you win. I don't know. Just hurry up. We've got time. Go on. Let's do it.
Which city's lifeguards was the show Baywatch based on?
What city's lifeguards? Oh, that would have been LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us a card. There we go. Next question.
No, you put it on the wrong pile.
Oh, yeah. Next question. Oh, it's another Roseanne one.
Fuck's sake.
What bizarre storyline twist is revealed in the final episode of Roseanne?
Do I have options?
No.
They win the lottery.
No.
Fuck. It was all a dream. It was all a dream.
No. Although, kind of. Most of the events in the final series did not happen, but it was instead based on the pages of a book Roseanne was writing in the show. It's not quite it was all a dream because it was a book she wrote. Also, they were millionaires in the season beforehand, and that was the whole point of the last season. So, no. Right. So, Eli, your question for me.
Just don't put it there, you fucking
dick. That is mine. They're all mine. I'm just straightening them. I haven't added anyone. You're still on three.
What is the name of the human friend that interacts with the ponies featured in the My Little Pony TV series? Megan, Pixie, or Lola?
Megan.
Fuck's sake.
Is it?
You dick.
Have I won?
First to five,
hey!
I guess.
Hey! I'll get you what then. Here's a little complimentary question. If you get this, I'll give you a kiss. What is the name of Maddie and David's detective agency in Moonlighting? Is it Blue Moon, Blue Oyster, or Blue Peter?
Blue Moon.
Is correct. But it don't matter because Gannon won the thing.
First.
Gannon won the price of shite and Gannon won the 80s trivia. What's the I hear? Gannon's the best? I hear it all around the world.
He's also the funniest.
Sing it out. Come sing in Montego Bay.
Oh.
Right, good. We've got 5 minutes a minute on the clock. 2.5 minutes. So I'll do the admin. Do you want to shake my hand and well played?
Don't. Clammy.
Not, how dare you, my hand. That is not a clammy hand. It's not a clammy hand. You've got clammy hands.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, I don't give a shit. I don't bring things up in public, do I?
I just was trying to be funny, Paul. I don't care whether it's really clammy.
You should.
Unless it was soaking clammy.
Yeah, that'd be horrible, though. Warm, clammy, fat thumbs.
See, he's obsessed with it. He hates the idea of having anywhere near clammy hands.
Look, admin.
You haven't got time, mate.
I have. I've got plenty of time to do the admin. Here we go. If you want to know more about Cheap Show, you can go to our website, thecheapshow.co.uk, and that's your one-stop shop for everything. If you go there, you'll get links to our social media pages, individual episode pages, video links, YouTube things, all that kind of stuff, links to our YouTube channel. It's all there, thecheapshow.co.uk. And this podcast continues to exist because of the fine people on Patreon who have supported us for a long, long time. And if you'd like to join them and get access to behind-the-scenes videos, magazines, special podcasts, special top-tier video episodes, early access to Cheap Shots, early access to live show tickets, which you can now get for our show in October.
Cheerful Earful.
Yes.
Cheerful Earful.
Go to patreon.com/cheapshow. And as we always like to say, give what you can, but please only if you can. And if you can't, review and rate us on any podcast app you can find because that genuinely helps.
It helps a lot if you review us, even if it's a bad one.
Don't give us a bad review. Just give us a good review.
Don't accuse us of anti-Semitism,
please, don't do that. I don't know where they get that from. anyway, 50 seconds, quick.
Paul, I've got a radio show on Soho Radio.
Yeah.
That is every 2 weeks on a Sunday from 2 till 4, the House of Pickles Sound Show. You can also find old episodes come on Mixcloud.
Getting to the end of two episodes and a go recording
and
session.
That is a music show, everybody.
And it's on OpenCloud or whatever it is. You can download it
Mixcloud.
There.
Mixcloud. But it is going to be on digital radio.
Oh, yeah, that's
moving
true.
Moving forward. So it'll be on proper radio.
That's exciting.
And I'll let everyone know at the time when that happens.
And also, for those who have seen it on Patreon, but you know, won't get to see it for a little bit longer, our episode with Ashen and Takashi's Castle Game, that will be on YouTube Live in Easter. I'm going to put that published on Easter, I think.
I'm sorry,
nice
it was
treat.
A very underwhelming game.
Don't. It's fine. I enjoyed it. I've still got it there. I'm going to
You're not
pride
play
of place.
It again.
Well, no need to play it again, but I like it. I could paint it.
Five, four, three.
Goodbye, everyone.
One.
Love you.
Bye.
See you next week.
Oh, bye.